Our first reading in Acts of the Apostles is a very important chapter for us, chapter 17 to 18 in Acts of the Apostles with St. Paul with evangelization. We had received, as we have listened in the Acts for many, many days during the Easter season, about the beginning of our church, especially recently going from just Jews that are turning to Christians to now the Gentiles, everybody else that is not Jewish. And that was a whole huge hinge of Christianity. Now, as Paul was traveling a lot, and you can read many of his letters in the New Testament, that every of those places he went to were different, especially back then, with different dialects or even languages in their own homes, what they loved, what they ate, what they celebrated with. And he went on this place, not only what he called was a religious area, but a philosophical area. And I'll finish the end of this homily about why and how important it is for us in northern Minnesota. So he said again, "You Athenians, I see that in every respect you are very religious." Now, they were religious. They were worshiping many, many gods. Polytheism, where Paul himself was obviously a Christian. Somebody who went from Judaism to Christianity with monotheism, like many of us in our area. "For as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines," which is very important for us, especially when we're here or around the world, that we want to notice what our brothers and sisters are doing. And why, and curiosity, and the beauty, even if it's in a different religion or different beliefs. That's what Paul did. He went into their culture that was very different than himself, by far. "I even discovered an altar inscribed to an unknown god." And that was the key for him to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, as he said that unknown God to them is the God. And at the very end, he said, some did join him. And people that were from polytheism, again, worshiping many, many, many gods, to one. Probably baptized, probably becoming Christians. Among them were Dionysus, a member of the court of Areopagus, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. Others, the philosophers, some said it was ridiculous. Others said, we should like to hear you on this some other time. That's evangelization. When we do our will of God according to how he's teaching you how to evangelize, and one way is to share your story. Not to shove it down somebody's throat, but to also have a key connection in their culture with yours. That's what's happened in northern Minnesota many centuries ago. For instance, you've heard of Baraga, who was the dog traveler with the dog sled in northeast Michigan and some of Minnesota, some in Canada. And in our diocese was Monsignor Bu, who's Slovenian. Do you know that he started 14 churches in our Diocese of Duluth with different cultures, Greek, German, Polish, Italian, and American Indians? And both of those two individuals, one is growing up in the ladder, if you will, with becoming a saint in our church. And Monsignor Bu, who was the one that really focused in our area. And where were they were going? They were going to these different cultures as well as American Indians. Bu is unbelievable, as well as Baraga. Starting first, learning where the other people were at. And know of the history of American Indians, different tribes and such. It would be good to do, because they're with us. Many of our parishioners are a quarter or a half or even 100% American Indians. And in their history, they've always believed in a spirit, a god. Some kind of touch into polytheism, but they know of a god before Christianity even came to this continent. He entered into their culture and learned and listened with them, and then had a connection with nature that they believe and our Catholicism. And how many people came in the last couple of centuries in this same area as St. Paul did almost 2,000 years ago. Our goal of evangelists are to share the good news. Not to just walk in and say, all right, here's what's true and this is what you don't know or what you don't have or what you don't believe in the right area. It's to share the good news. And trying that connection, that relationship, is so important with that than just knowledge or a catechesis. It's to know who they are, as they are sons and daughters of God. And then notice those moments where, oh, that's the connection that they have with God, or many. And when we have those relationships and we grow together, they listen to what we believe. And very similar, some people may think that's ridiculous. Others might say, hey, I want to hear that some more. And some might eventually, just right away, say, I want that. But if we're just staying on our own pew, if we're just staying in our own lives, if we're just staying in our private life, how can we evangelize? And yes, God is calling different people in different ways to evangelize. Whatever your gift is from God, and your talent and your charisms, do it. Do it to get more brothers and sisters to fall in love with Jesus Christ.